One of those killed in the attack on the restaurant was its owner, Kamal Hamadi. He was a Lebanese entrepreneur whose desire to open a restaurant landed him in Kabul 6 years ago. La Taverna became an oasis to aid workers, diplomats, journalists, all looking for a pleasant and safe evening out in a big city with very few options. In fact, our own Soraya Sarhadi Nelson dined there often in the years she was based in Kabul. She's in Berlin now, but at the news of Kamal's death, she joined an outpouring of sadness and affection for Kamal Hamadi. The flowers now piled high at the restaurant in Kabul speak of a man who cared deeply for his patrons and their safety. Just to enter the restaurant involved a gauntlet of armed guards, steel doors, and metal detectors.
I mean, there was even a password that the guards would have to use with each other before they would open the internal door to let you in. And in fact, I was told by a colleague today that he had an oil barrel, a drum filled with oil, that apparently he was planning to spill over if somebody ran in so that they would slip, they wouldn't be able to sort of get into the restaurant. The idea was that these sort of layered approaches that would make it more difficult for anybody to get into, except on Friday night, with the distraction and the damage caused by the suicide bomber outside, that sort of paved the way or somehow opened a path for the two gunmen to get inside.
And in this attack, Soraya, it's important to say 21 people died. It was not all foreigners. There was a young couple, newlyweds, Afghans, who were in there eating that night, and also staff.
Yeah, I mean, he really enjoyed being in Afghanistan, not just to cater to foreigners, but because he had the opportunity to work with Afghans. He really enjoyed training them. He taught them to make all these delicacies that he was so fond of, and provided employment opportunities, which were very, very much sought after.
You took me there the first time that I went to La Taverna, and I went other times without you. But with you, Soraya, it was especially warm, because when that door finally opened into the restaurant, there he was, Kamal. He was waiting to greet all visitors, and he would really light up when he saw you.
Well, it really felt almost like going home or something. I mean, you really needed that being in Kabul. I mean, it's a very intense environment. You're constantly on deadline. You're constantly vigilant because of the dangers. He also was very good at packing on the pounds for me because he kept sending over free goodies and his chocolate cake, which normally I'm not a big cake fan, but boy, that was something else. It's definitely the best cake I ever had. So I just really enjoyed going there. I mean, it was always an experience.
Yeah, and it was also one of the few places where Westerners could, say, have a sip of wine.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the beginning, there were still bottles. Unfortunately, once the government started to crack down on restaurants that were serving alcohol, because technically alcohol is illegal in Afghanistan, he, just like some other proprietors, started serving them in teapots. You had to ask for red tea or white tea, depending on what kind of wine you wanted.
I know his wife, Nabila, must be absolutely heartbroken, but she did tell you something about what it meant to her, that there was so many people who missed him.
I am touched beyond words. And this is one part of feeling great about Kamal, that everyone was able to see him as he really is. A genuine person, very helpful, very supportive. I appreciate every single word, every single person who remembered Kamal. And I really hope they will never forget Taverna de Liban and Kamal Hamadi.
There's no doubt that I won't forget him, and I know there are many others who feel the same way, because Kamal had a way of just making you forget where you were for a few hours. I mean, sort of transporting you away and just, you know, like you were relaxing with friends.
Well, Soraya, thank you for sharing this with us, and it's a sad story among so many over there in Afghanistan.
Thanks, Renee.
Soraya Sarhadi Nelson was NPR's bureau chief in Afghanistan from 2006 to 2010. This is NPR News.